This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the It's All Cobblers to Me preview show. I'm Danny Brothers and it's time for us to once again set the stage for the Cobblers weekend action. Back in October, John Brady's men were absolutely battered at Pride Park, so it's with a little bit of trepidation that we look ahead to Saturday as the Rams come back to Sixfields looking for a win to take them clear in the chasing pack in the promotion race. Joining me to talk about how Derby have risen into the top two is from the Rams Talk podcast. Please welcome Jamie Page. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm very well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, pleasure. You're probably doing a lot better than us at the moment, but we'll come on to all of that, all the permutations and everything that's we're drawing near to the last few games of the season. It's getting to that exciting part of the season, especially for you guys. But we'll start off with that game in October. Max Bird basically tearing us a new one down at Pride Park. We just didn't turn up that night. You did. And that's essentially what we can't afford to do in games like this against the bigger teams in the league. And we just got torn apart. You at that point, you were kind of still outside the playoffs at that point as well. Still a few kind of questions and murmurs about stuff not quite being right. What did that night do for you as a club and as a team to set yourself on the way this season?
Well, I think it was probably one of our most convincing home performances of the season. I think if you look at our form, it's definitely been better away from home, and at home we just haven't seemed to get going. And I know that's so silly to be saying, sitting in second and on the brink, hopefully, of being promoted, but yeah, it just hasn't worked for us at home. But that particular game, everything that could go right went right. It was very similar to our away performance at the local rivals of yours, Peterborough, where, you know, everything we shot our goal seemed to go in, and a Martin Waghorn performance got us the win there. So I think there's been times this season where things have kind of gone our way, and that was definitely what happened against Northampton. But you know, we've probably played worse or probably played better and been on the end of a worse result, essentially. So yeah, it's quite a strange League One. It almost feels that you can play well and you know, draw or lose, and you also can play badly, and but things can kind of go your way, so to speak. But yeah, I think we were good on that night.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at it. I think a lot of Cobblers fans were as well, thinking, is this a case of Derby of just amazing, or are we just really bad? And I think it was a combination of both. Like, for us to compete against you guys and the likes of Portsmouth and Bolton and stuff, we need to be at 150% and hope that you're at about 50-60%. And that didn't happen at all. You were on your game and we were just completely off it. I think it was a combination of two, but you were really good that night. To kind of get your season into a little bit of focus, really. You come in to that game, two defeats in the last three games before that, a few questions still over the manager at that point. Is that all completely put to bed now? All the questions about Paul Warne?
I think so. I don't think the fans have been over enamoured with the quality of football at times, but I think the stance is that if we get promoted, then, you know, we can almost forego the standard of football. It's not edge your seat stuff. It's not always jumping up and down. But he's successful at getting teams out of this league. Well, one team in Rotherham. So we have to be patient at times. I think over the course of the last couple of weeks, the football's not been great. Although the results look fantastic, the football hasn't been great. But Paul Warner's actually got it spot on tactically, which at times, you know, you talk about those two games before the Northampton at home game. And I think a lot of fans were questioning his tactics and some of his substitutions. We flirted with a 3-5-2 at the start of the season. We then went to a 4 at the back. We're now back to a 3-5-2, and it's quite fluid. And, you know, when we're not winning games, there's questions asked as to why we're changing personnel, we're changing formations. But when we're winning games, those kind of questions aren't being asked, really.
Yeah, it's the classic, isn't it, of, you know, as long as the results kick on, then no one kind of notices about it. Is that something that you can see taking you forward long term? Are you still thinking he's the right man? Is there still a few questions there? If you do go up, where are you kind of at long term with him?
I hope so. I really like Paul Warne. He is the most unfiltered manager that I've ever seen in the public eye. You know, he's very emotional. He'll say it how it is. He's not robotic at all. There's no kind of canned answers to questions. He's quite funny as well. So when we're winning, you can laugh at his jokes. So I really do hope it works for him, but I think it will be a big step up. And as I was speaking to Charles yesterday for our preview show, it's probably going to be a real rebuild. Whatever happens, if we go up into the Championship, you know, we'll lose the likes of Max Bird, who signed a pre-contract with Bristol City. We'll lose Conor Hourihan. We'll probably lose James Collins, Dwight Gale, who we've brought in on a short-term deal. So it's going to be a big task, whatever happens. And my worry is, what's his pull when we get into the Championship? Because we had a former manager in Liam Rossignol who just seemed to be able to bring in a calibre of player that would have probably got us promoted. And actually, once we got promoted under Liam, if that was the case, I think he would have been able to bring in the names that he's now bringing into Hull. So my hope is that if we were to get promoted, we could, you know, we could bring in names that are going to push us on. I'm not looking to get back-to-back promotions by any means, but definitely be comfortable in the Championship next season. And you know what it's like if you lose a couple of games early and the team's still kind of gelling and finding its feet, then fans do get a little bit restless, especially with expectation that will surround Derby County.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? In League One, you ran massive fish, obviously. There's no question about that. And the name value in League One has a lot of impact, which I guess is how you managed to get someone like Dwight Gale on a free contract at the end of the season, signed in January. How's he been so far? I know he got injured recently, so I don't think he's fit for this weekend, is he? But how's he kind of settled in so far?
Yeah, he's looked really good. Obviously, signing from Stoke and not scoring many goals in the Championship, I think there was a lot of concern as to can he come and do it. With any player of that age, you hear reports of him losing his legs and not having that kind of ability that he once had. But he was, you know, absolutely fantastic. You'll be pleased to hear, yeah, he won't be making Saturday, and I'm not sure if you'll see him again this season. I believe it's a hamstring injury, which will probably keep him out for several weeks, which is really unfortunate because obviously we're missing James Collins as well at the moment. So Saturday's going to be interesting because I don't know who's going to line up front. It probably will be Martin Waghorn and Nathaniel Mendes-Lang if we go with a 3-5-2, which is plenty good enough in this division. However,
I was going to say, I love that that's the backup plan, yeah, to put Nathaniel Mendes-Lang there. That's...
Yeah, but I do like Mendes-Lang from wide. So it's going to be interesting to see how Paul Warne goes, because we are suffering a little bit with injuries at the moment.
Yeah, maybe come back to injuries in a little bit before when we start talking about the game. But you're coming into this weekend on the back of 4 wins in a row in the league. You've only conceded 1 goal in those 4 games. Confidence seems to be peaking just about the right time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think defensively we look so good. You know, Cashin is absolutely fantastic. The fact that we've been able to fend off Brighton for another window, and it looks like he's going to be here for the long term. I think especially if we get promoted, I can see Aaron Cashin staying at the club, which is just amazing because he's such a talent. He's so good. We brought in Curtis Nelson at the start of the season as well. He came from Blackpool, and again, you know, you sign players and there's rival fans saying, nah, not too much to kind of write home about. But he's been an absolute colossus back there as well. And actually on Saturday as well, Wildsmith in goal was absolutely fantastic. So I think at the back, we've just kind of built that foundation, and they're really, you know, playing with confidence at the moment. My worry is that we need to put the ball in the back of the net. Obviously, against Bolton, it was an unlikely scoring. Kane Wilson, header from a corner, 125-1, I think, at one stage to score a header. So that shows you how rare of occurrence that normally is. So, yeah, but at the back, I think we look fantastic. I'd put them in team of the year for me. I know there's some fantastic centre-backs and you know, and defensive players in this league, but Aaron Cashin and Curtis Nelson have been absolutely superb all season.
Yeah, and this is the thing, isn't it, as well? I think I and a lot of League One fans maybe look at Derby and think of Mendes Lang. They think of the attacking nature of you and sort of destroying people with pace, especially after our defeat as well. What's actually going on is you're digging out big results, and that defence has been huge for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think we've actually played that well over the last four games. I think we've played better at times this season. But as you said there, we've just been able to grind out results. Saturday could have easily been a 1-0 victory for Bolton or a 1-1 draw. They had chances. Reading before that on the Tuesday, they'll feel very hard done by not to leave Pride Park with any points. I thought they played quite well as well. So, yeah, we just have this habit at the moment of being able to grind out results, and it's got us to the point where we're obviously with that 4-point cushion, and it could be 7 points on Saturday. So yeah, that's the way it's been going, and maybe we're due a really convincing performance. So yeah, let's see what happens.
Drop that one in there. But coming into this weekend, 4 points clear of Bolton, who you beat last weekend, that's just a massive psychological blow to beat them, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It was the one game I think that we all look forward to probably around Christmas time. You know, we're just counting down the days for that game because we knew how important it would be. And, you know, 32,000 in attendance for a League One game was absolutely crazy. The place was absolutely bouncing, and, you know, it was such a good performance, a good result to kind of get. But it's the first game really that we've kind of turned up against the top six, because I think at times this year we've not kind of given ourselves the best opportunity to win in those games. And I think that was maybe a turning point for our season. I think that's where a lot of fans are now saying, yeah, we've got enough to go on and get one of the top two places.
And Joe Wildsmith in goal, got to mention him last week. It's phenomenal, two or three outstanding saves. Is that the norm for him this season, or is that a one-off performance? Because that kept you in it and basically earned you the 3 points, right?
Yeah, I mean, his best performance of the season by some distance. He's a very good goalkeeper. He's a very good shot stopper. I was talking on our pod at the weekend that I just felt that he gave the back two, back five, loads of confidence, the two centre-backs in front of him and then the wider kind of five. So much confidence from that early save and just the way he played. That hasn't always been the way this season. He's given away two penalties in strange fashion where the ball's been kind of kicked long and it's almost, you know, going to be kicked out of play by the attacker, and he's kind of swiped them and given away a penalty. So he did lose his place for a short period, but then injury to Vickers meant that he got his place back. He's a good shot stopper. Distribution at times can be better, but I think he's a great League One goalkeeper. I really do. So I think he is also someone that could make that jump up. I'm not sure everyone can. But I think Wildsmith could make that jump up to the Championship.
Yeah, you could see how big a game it was for him from the reaction afterwards from Paul Warren as well, running onto the pitch. It's not really in his character so far for him to go that mad after a game, but you could see what it meant for his goalkeeper to do that, how much kind of stock he put in that performance, but also how much emotion Paul Warren must be holding on inside to want to get this job done and want to get over the line.
Yeah, exactly. And Paul Warren, as we say, he's very emotional. He's very candid, but you don't normally see that after games. He's very much a manager that just kind of claps the four stands and then kind of returns to the dressing room. But yeah, I think he knew how important Wildsmith's contribution to the game was, and fair play to Wildsmith, because obviously he was signed by Liam Rossini. When Paul Warren came in, he brought Vickers in, who was his trusted goalkeeper at Rotherham, and we were all waiting for, you know, Vickers to be between the sticks, and Wildsmith has been able to put in performances that has meant that he's been able to keep the shirt. So yeah, I'm hoping that we are able to keep him. I've seen a report today, albeit not from the most you know, convincing article that he may want out. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
All right, definitely. It's going to be an exciting part of the season. After you've got 7 games to go, 4 points clear. It's such a tantalising position to be in. After the Cobblers, you host Blackpool on Good Friday, and then you go to Portsmouth on the Tuesday, I think it is, of Easter weekend, away from home. Is that for TV, or is that just been moved for another reason?
Yeah, it's been moved for TV.
Yeah, it's an absolutely massive game for you. I mean, at that point, are you starting to think if we beat them, we might go for the title, or is it just not in your brain at all at the moment?
I think at the moment I just take top two. I mean, of course, I'd love to win the league. They've got some tricky fixtures. They've navigated the first one with the win away at Peterborough last time out, but they've got some tricky games. So who knows? I think if we win that, we've got a good chance of potentially, you know, chasing them down. Maybe the momentum will be in our favour. But right now, if you offered me second spot, I'll snap your hand off.
Then you go to Wickham the following week, your home game against Orient, and then the last two is Cambridge away and then Carlisle at home. I mean, I don't want to tempt fate by it, but knowing sort of what Carlisle are, having seen Cambridge a couple of weeks ago as well, are you roughly in your head thinking if we can get to Cambridge in second, it's sort of game on for you?
Yeah, I'd hope so, but we're Derby County. Unfortunately, it's not as easy as that. And I was again speaking to Charles yesterday and saying that, you know, you look at Saturday and think that it's potentially going to be an away victory. However, Derby just have this habit of doing something hard and getting a result against Bolton. And there's something that seems easy or easier on paper, they tend to mess up. So yeah, I'm not kind of looking at the games and thinking if we get to that we might be over the line, but I think 4 more wins will probably get us there, and I think them 4 wins are very achievable within that 7.
Yeah, I was just looking at the other games in the last day of the season as well, and that blue lot from down the road play Bolton on the last day as well, two teams chasing you playing each other, which could in a way help you going into that last game as well, that you know that somebody's going to drop points from those two.
Yeah, exactly. And I just hope we don't have to all be refreshing live score or wherever you get your results from looking at that game. Hopefully it's done and we can enjoy the game against Carlisle. Obviously by then, you know, they're not going to have anything to play for. I think Lincoln can relegate them this weekend if I'm right in thinking that. So but yeah, let's see. It would be amazing to do it at Cambridge away. So I live in Cambridge. So that would mean something to me. Obviously, I wouldn't want them to get relegated as a result of that, Cambridge that is. But that would be special to do it away at Cambridge. I think that would be one for the memory bank for me personally.
Yeah, I think that the only thing there is it's not a massive away end, is it, at Cambridge? So you kind of want an away game where you're going to be able to take as many as you can. But for you, I guess it sounds like it'll be pretty special personally.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope it is at home, because I think that the support this year has been fantastic on the road, at home. You know, the fan base has really kind of rallied around Paul Warne, and you know, not all the time, but majority of the time. And to be, you know, putting up the numbers that we've put up in League One this year is absolutely, you know, absolutely fantastic. So yeah, if I could do it, if we could do it at home, obviously I'm not going to be there for the Carlisle game, which is a little bit frustrating. But yeah, if we can do it at home and have those celebrations, that would be very special.
Yeah, nice stuff. So you got Bolton, that blue lot, and Barnsley all chasing you down. It feels like it's one from four for that second place now. Is there any of those that you fear more than the others, having watched them all this season?
Yeah, I mean, my answer's changed, and it's changed kind of week on week. I mean, Peterborough came to us on New Year's Day and were fantastic. And their array of talent in forward areas is great. And as you know, it's, I think they can at times be the best team in the league going forward. And they've obviously got defensively some really good players as well. So I probably would have said them at the start of the year, and surprised at some of their recent results. Bolton, I thought, were fantastic against Derby. I think they're unlucky not to get a point. If it wasn't for Joe Wildsmith, they probably maybe even had three. So I think at the moment for me, it's probably Bolton are the ones to watch. But, you know, if you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd probably have said Barnsley, and 4 weeks ago, maybe Peterborough. So, yeah, I think that just shows how many twists and turns there have been, and maybe there are still to be in this title race.
Yeah, it's going to be good. As long as you can keep them down, we're quite happy for you to go up. Just make sure they stay down and they get another playoff embarrassment for that. Time to take a quick break. Now we'll be back after some ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to the It's All Cobblers to Me preview show. I'm still here with Jamie from the Rams Talk podcast. Jamie, let's look into the game itself on Saturday now then. How big of a chance is this for you to take advantage? Because no other team in the top five, I don't think, are playing this weekend. So it's a big opportunity for you to kick on and put a psychological gap between yourselves and them.
Oh, it's massive. Yeah, it's a massive opportunity. And points on the board at this point of the season is huge. So yeah, I think psychologically to see a 7-point gap, even though you have games in hand as Bolton do, it's going to be a lot to claw back in my personal opinion. So, yeah, as much as I'm looking forward to taking that opportunity, hopefully, you know, if you look at the back pages, or obviously League One isn't always on the back page of newspapers, maybe a couple of pages from the back, it's probably got the makings of a Northampton victory and kind of pulling Bolton, Peterborough and Barnsley back into play. So, yeah, as much as I'm looking forward to it and hoping that we can obviously take the opportunity, that it does feel a bit of a banana skin situation on the cards here.
Yeah, it's difficult. We've been in that position in League Two the last couple of seasons where you're in the top two or three and you feel like if you do drop out and you end up in the playoffs, psychologically it has a massive impact on you, and it did for us a couple of seasons ago. We just couldn't get going for the semi-final. Is that a genuine fear for you as well, that if you do end up dropping down to third, fourth, what could happen in the playoffs that it could just be such a huge blow at this point of the season to drop out so late.
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident that if we were to finish in the playoffs, we wouldn't go up. I'm confident of that. I think there's going to be some very good teams in the playoffs. You know, Lincoln, look at them at the moment. They're playing like a house on fire, and I wouldn't want to come up against a team like Lincoln that are in that sort of form after we fall out. So, yeah, really hoping we can get over the line. And I'm just not ready for another playoff campaign. As much as it was heartbreaking to miss out on the final day last year, the thought of a playoff campaign, it doesn't fill me with excitement. I think other fans look at it and think, right, we've got a chance of getting to Wembley, and, you know, winning at Wembley would be amazing. But when you concede a last-minute goal to Bobby Zamora, a 10-men QPR team, you know, you're always going to have negative feelings towards the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. Completely understand that as well. Pride Park, like I said, was rocking on Saturday, 32,000. I think it's the biggest League One attendance of the season. I assume that's going to be the case from now on at home games. You're going to pack out away games. How big a part are your fans going to play in getting you over the line?
Yeah, massive. I mean, the Carlisle tickets went on sale, I think, this week or maybe the end of last week. And I think there's about 700 tickets left. Yes. That was actually yesterday. So that's probably less now. But, you know, I think we look at these seven games as cup finals. We'll pack out Pride Park. I think we've sold all of our away allocations as well. We talked there about the Tuesday trip to Portsmouth. That was sold out relatively quickly. So, you know, Derby fans will be travelling far and wide to help get us over the line. And I think over the course of the last couple of games, we've definitely played our part. You know, we can be a loud lot, sometimes negatively. but over the course of the last couple of games, we've been really positive and backing the side. And yeah, I mean, the atmosphere on Saturday, it was a bit of a throwback. We've not really seen atmospheres like that since the relegation campaign under Rooney, where it was very much kind of backs against the wall, and that kind of spirit that was there that season. And then before that, some of the kind of the playoff campaigns, you know, before Lampard and McLaren. So yeah, it was so good to look around and see, you know, a packed out Pride Park and noise coming from every area of the ground.
Yeah, and it doesn't change, does it? However, you can think you're a big club in a small pond, or if you're not quite your level, if you feel like, you know, you're a big club in this league, it still doesn't matter. What it means to the fans still means as much as going up from the Championship, doesn't it? Because it's just that feeling of, you know, we're back and we're on our way back, and nothing beats that feeling of getting promotion no matter what level you're at. So I can completely get that as well.
Yeah. And I mean, the last time we got promoted, obviously, was the 11 point season. So we're trying to write a story, a promotion story that doesn't end with the embarrassment that we all felt in the Premier League that season. So, yeah, I mean, it would be amazing to win the league. I've not seen Derby win a league, of course, but it would be amazing to win it. But just going up and kind of getting back to the promised land and meeting some of the teams again, hopefully Forest, hopefully they drop out. That would be amazing. But yeah, that's the aim.
Yeah, good stuff. Focus a little bit more on Saturday then. What do you want to see from your side after that massive win last weekend? And what is it you want to see from your Derby team this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's difficult because at times I don't think we come out and kind of take the game to the opposition. Maybe it's Paul Warne's tactic to kind of look at the first 20 and kind of suss out the opposition. But I want us to see us start quickly. Speaking to obviously Charles last night, I know that you're playing a centre back at left back, so there's chance to, you know, expose that area. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we've done our homework, and we can kind of, I suppose, look at some of your frailties and expose them. I want to see us strong at the back as well. I want to see another performance where we're confident at the back, because I think if we can go into games and keep clean sheets and be defensively strong, we've got a good chance of, you know, getting over the line. But my worry is just where are the goals going to come from? Hopefully that's not a problem come 5 p.m. on Saturday, and I can look at maybe a Martin Waghorn masterclass like he did at Peterborough. But yeah, that's kind of my worry at the moment. But I think we'll attack it with energy. Paul Warne's teams always have energy. They're always, you know, 90-minute men, fight till the end. And hopefully we can get the 3 points. But, you know, some people, like I said before, some people will think it will be an easy game. Some people probably think that Northampton are on the beach. And looking at some of the recent results, you know, you're not in the best of form. However, that's got to change at some point, I believe. So it's going to be a really interesting one.
Yeah, he talked about tactically, about standing off and letting the games kind of happen for a bit and then attacking and worried about where the goals are coming from. I think because of that 4-0 defeat earlier in the season, most Cobblers fans will look at it and be petrified because of that and think what we saw on that night was so attacking, so much pace going on and everything like that. Does that 4-0 early in the season maybe play on Derby's fans' mind a little bit? Well, kind of coming into this thinking, you know, we've beat you 4-0 already, this... You know, we should be winning this game.
Yeah, potentially. I think some fans will go in it feeling really confident, especially coming off the back of the Bolton victory. I think I'm very much kind of glass half empty rather than glass half full. And I think there will, like I said before, it's never ever been easy with Derby. There's going to be some twists. There's going to be some turns. There's going to be some times where we're going to be uncomfortable, whether that be after a loss or whether that be for large periods of a game. I don't know, but I think we've really got to respect every single opposition that we play over the next 7, and we have got to be at our best to win. I don't think by any means it's a foregone conclusion that we come and, you know, just take the 3 points. I think we're going to have to earn them.
Yeah, I was looking earlier as well. Set pieces seem to be quite strong for you as well. Again, something that I wouldn't have known without looking into it. I think you got one of, if not the most, set piece goals in the division as well. Is that something that maybe goes a little bit under the radar from the outside?
Yeah, potentially. I think at the start of the season, Paul Warne said he wants us to be better at set pieces. And I think over the course of the last month or so, we have been a lot better. Obviously, at the back, it helps with Cashin and Nelson that will go in, try and put their head on anything that you know comes into the box. We had Sonny Bradley as well, who's 6 foot something, can get his head to most things as well. So, yeah, I think we've been better. It's definitely something in the locker, and actually at times it's kind of rescued us a little bit that we've had that ability to go and nick something from a set piece. Because when I talk about us not being at the races all the time, you know, you always fancy yourself to get on the end of something if the ball's put in a good area. So, yeah, I think we're better. But, yeah, I think that's purely just because we've got players that want to go and attack the ball. And potentially, you know, when you've got 3, 4, 5 players, it's harder to defend. And actually, as we saw on Saturday, Kane Wilson was the free man because everyone was worried about Cashin and Nelson and, you know, everyone else. Basically, they forget about the 5'2" Kane Wilson who's just kind of milling on the edge of the box and then runs in.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what started to happen with a little bit with Sam Hoskins in League Two, that because it's not like a physical presence, he kind of nipped in and started scoring goals. Maybe that's the same with you, but it sounds like you got a lot of threat from set pieces as well. But you have got attacking threat as well. Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, one of the best players in the division, if not the best player in the league, from what I've seen. 9 goals, 15 assists for you. How big and how dangerous is he for you?
Yeah, he's fantastic. I think at times he's had better games. He's had games where he's completely on it and potentially you saw the best of him. There has been other games where he'll still get assists. He may score, but he probably would admit it's not his best game, but he still manages to get goals and get assists. I think he's been a lot more consistent this year as well. I think there was a period last year where he kind of went off the ball around Christmas time and everyone was thinking, does he need a rest? He's kind of heavily strapped, hamstrings heavily strapped, you know, game on game. But this year he's just seemed to continue and go on. He's got his Guatemala call up as well. So he's, you know, he's not stopped playing football. for quite a long time. But yeah, he's the one player, or one of the players in this team, that once they get the ball, you're excited because something will happen. He wants to take people on. He wants to be direct. I think at the moment he probably prefers setting up goals than scoring goals as well. I think he quite likes this assist tally. So yeah, sometimes wish he'd shoot rather than try and pass it across the box. But yeah, some of his assists this year have been absolutely amazing. So yeah, hoping for more of that on Saturday.
Yeah, looking elsewhere in your squad as well, Craig Forsyth as well stands out. Been with you since 2013, so he's seen it all. He's an absolute warrior. He's moved positions quite a number of times as well. He's come back in last week. Do you expect him to keep his place coming into this one?
Yeah, I do. He was absolutely fantastic against Bolton. Really, really assured and didn't get out of second gear, really. It was quite strange for him to have all that time off and come back in and, you know, play a 8-9 out of 10 game. It was absolutely fantastic. He's been integral to this team over the years. He's probably gone under the radar a little bit because he's very solid. He's a 7 out of 10 most weeks. He's probably not the most fashionable player, so to speak. He's not that kind of enigma that maybe a Mendes Lang is, or a Max Bird is, or maybe even a Cashin is, but he's just super reliable. And, you know, I think he reads the game really well. I think you saw that on Saturday, that the reason why he can play in multiple positions is because he can read the game really well. He's not blessed with pace, but he just knows where to put his body and be in the right kind of areas. So, yeah, hopeful he starts, because I think he was fantastic on Saturday. And I think actually we probably could have had many men on the matches, but he ended up getting it from the Derby fans and the Rams TV presenters. So, yeah, fantastic on Saturday.
Oh, so he one of the three at the back. You play 3-5-2 wing backs, is that right?
Yeah, so I mean, it's all dependent on the fitness of Joe Ward. So Joe Ward started the game. Kane Wilson then replaced him at half time. The reports are we've got a couple of injuries. So I think Ward is a doubt. Barclays is a doubt. Dwight Gale is a doubt as well. So I expect us to keep with the 3-5-2 if I had to have a guess. However, it easily could go back to a four at the back, and you could see Forsyth at left back, with Wilson at right back, and Cashin and Nelson at centre back. So it's going to be interesting because of these injuries. I think at times we've been able to kind of, you know who's going to start and almost who's going to be your first sub off the bench. But on Saturday, it's going to be interesting to see how Warren kind of won, you know, lines up.
Coming into it then, Derby fans, you've obviously sold out the away ends. What are you expecting coming into the game? Is it literally get 3 points and come out of there? Is that the expectation for Derby at this point?
Yeah, I think it has to be. I think I'd be disappointed if we didn't do it. I've said there that I still feel like it is a potential banana skin, and we're going to have to play well. But if we want to get in that top two, you know, this is no disrespect to Northampton, but we're going to have to come and we're going to have to win the game. It's one of those that I look at and think, you know, if I'm looking at four wins, I'm looking at Northampton, I'm looking at Cambridge, Carlisle, potentially Blackpool at home, who don't travel well. And that's kind of my four, and anything else is just a bonus, really.
Yeah, I think I was reading earlier that Derby have never lost a competitive fixture against the Cobblers. So that's more, I'm saying that more for our fans than you, just to try and will it into existence. Six FA Cup ties, seven league matches against each other, but you've won eight and drawn five of them. So we've never beaten you in a competitive match. So that said, let's come on to predictions. Can I get a score prediction from you for the weekend?
Yeah, so I'm going to go 2-1. I think it's going to be a bit more nervy than people would expect. So, yeah, 2-1 victory for the Rams, and potentially it being 1-1 for a large period.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm not sure if I see a score in a... I've got a feeling you might nick might go 2-0, 2-0, 3-0 maybe. I just can't see it the way we've been playing the last few weeks, coming up against a team full of confidence and really got something to fight for. I feel like your quality is going to shine through again. It's not often I predict a heavy defeat, but I'll go, I think I'll go 3-0 actually. I think you're going to come and maybe nick one in the first half and then seal it second half. But that might just be lethargy from the last few games from me. Hopefully we work it the other way and think big fish coming to town, we might be up for it a little bit more. But we'll see. But Jamie, thanks so much for joining us. Do you want to plug your podcast before you go?
Yeah, so we're Rams Talk. We're live every Sunday on YouTube, reviewing games. We've also got our preview show as well. So we did a preview with you guys. It's All Cobblers to Me, so that is out on our YouTube, so go and check that out. It was really good insight into Northampton Town. Good chat. Yeah, that's us.
Now, so what time is it Sunday night again?
7 p.m. Well, okay. We say 7 p.m. but by the time everyone gets on and we have an initial chat about what we're going to talk about and everyone gets a drink and yeah is ready to go, it's probably a few minutes after, but yeah, around 7 p.m.
Nice. Definitely go check that out. It's one of the, if not the best League One podcast from a club I've listened to this season. I've listened to a lot. So it's a really, really good, really professional, really, really well done. So do go and check that out. But yes, thank you so much, Jamie, for coming on.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks a lot for joining us, everyone. Good luck to the Cobblers this weekend. We'll be there in number again. I think it's close to a sellout. Good luck also to NTFC Women, who had a fantastic 6-0 win on Tuesday night. They travelled to Sutton Coldfield Town, looking to make it 2-2. They go there on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Coles Lane. So do get on down if you can. We'll be back, as always, on Tuesday with all of our reaction to those games. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.
Podcast Network.